High school football rivalries traditionally feature teams across town from each other, but in a state as big and sparsely populated as Alaska, some unusual rivalries are bound to pop up. The Barrow-Valdez Pipeline Bowl is one example, and as the high school football season winds down, KCHU's Tony Gorman has this look back at how the contest started.
The rivalry started in 2006 when Valdez and Barrow met for the very first time. It was Barrow's first year as a team and Valdez won. But after the game, then Barrow coach Mark Voss and Valdez coach Lee Cockerham thought of a fun way to make the annual contest between the two a little more interesting.
It was like, gosh, you know, here we are at the top of the pipeline and here you guys are at the end of the pipeline, you know.
And we didn't really have any history or tradition with football that would try to create something to generate some fun and some pride with it. And so we came up with the Pipeline Bowl trophy.
To better understand the rivalry, I visited the Whalers at practice on a windy, cloudy day last month on a Smurf turf at Kathy Parker Field. The team had only one loss going into the Pipeline Bowl. Players like Whalers senior quarterback Eddie Benson, who has never lost the Pipeline Bowl, would like to see the trophy stay north of the Arctic Circle.
They got some good athletes. I mean, we always know they got good athletes. And then we try to come out, stick to fundamentals, and then hopefully we do what the coaches tell us, we come out with a win.
The wooden trophy was designed and constructed by Butch Failing of Valdez. The base is filled with the results from each game. Valdez won the trophy for the first 2 years of the rivalry, but Barrow has kept it for the past 4 years. If you walk through the halls of Barrow High School, you'll find a trophy in the display case with the rest of the school's accolades.
Like the pipeline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did a really nice job on it. It's impressive.
Down in Valdez, the Buccaneers are having a different kind of season. Loaded with experience and high expectations, the team has only won one game. Despite a disappointing year, Cockerham says his team isn't ready to fold the tent. He says there are a lot of memories associated with the Pipeline Bowl game.
It was great for the kids who had never been to the North Slope, myself included. We won that game, and of course we got to take the polar bear plunge into the Arctic Ocean. That was fun. Got our certificates and really had a good time with it.
Some players, like Bucks senior running back and linebacker Jesse Deaton, would like to put the recent history of the Pipeline rivalry behind them and salvage a win in the series.
We definitely want it back, and the season has definitely not gone the way we planned it, so we need to go in. We definitely got to make up for it and stick it to them.
With the mentality set, both teams head into the weekend's game in Valdez with one goal in mind: the Pipeline Trophy.
NASCAR, blue 35, blue Louisville.
Sideline there, Jesse Deaton on the stop.
It's a muddy battle between the two. Both teams traded fumbles and penalties in the low-scoring game. It looked like Valdez might pull out a win, but in the last 4 seconds, Barrow used a hook and lateral to clinch the game for the Whalers, 8-6. After the game, Cockerham was proud of his team's performance despite the result.
This is by far our best game that we played all year. I can't say enough about the team. I wouldn't trade any of them for anything.
Valdez would end its season by losing to Kodiak at home the following week. Barrow would go on to win the conference title and lose to Nikiski in the small school state championship. As for the trophy, the Bucks will have to travel to Barrow next year in another attempt to get it back. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.